bury the enemy. That's what Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said recently from the country's military headquarters in Addis Ababa. The enemy he's talking about is the TPLF, the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, the political party that governed the country for decades before Abiy was elected prime minister in 2018. You've heard the government's perspective. Well, joining me now to share the view from the other side is Fesseha Askedom, an advisor to the regional state government of Tigray and former ambassador to the UN. Fesseha Askedom, thank you so much for joining me on Upfront. A year ago, you said the Tigray people want to live in peace as equals with the rest of Ethiopians, no more, no less. And yet the TPLF, in partnership with the coalition of anti-government groups, is making an advance toward Addis Ababa, the capital. How could that possibly be considered a pursuit of peace among equals?
Thank you for having me again. As you said, it has been a year and a couple of weeks since Abiy Ahmed declared a genocidal war on the people of Tigray. And what I said then remains the same, the truth. That is, Tigray is under a complete siege right now. People are dying. There is no power. There is no telephone, banking. There is a continuation of the war through starvation of the 7 million people in Tigray. And we have no other choice but to go forward and break the siege. We have no other ulterior motives again. We wanted to break through the siege and peace and bring peace to our people. We wanted humanitarian aid. We wanted to talk to other Ethiopians who want to live with peace like we do. Therefore, the advancement of the Tigray forces towards Addis Ababa is nothing more, nothing less than to break the siege and to bring about change to the security and safety of the Tigray people.
But this advancement right now has cost a great, great amount of human lives. I mean, in August, UN Aid Chief Martin Griffiths said that more than 250,000 have been displaced in the Amhara and Afar regions. More recently, the government has said that number is closer to 1 million. There's a huge human cost. Is it worth it?
It is worth it. No human life is worth anything, but it is worth as far as the people of Tigray are concerned. We have no other choice. We are left blocked there. The world has forgotten us. Genocide has been committed against our people. Children are dying. You are asking me if the people of Tigray should be sitting there and condemned to death. We wanted to shorten the suffrage. We don't want the people of Amhara, Afar, to go through what we have gone through for the last 12 months.
But sir, displacement that's happening in Amhara and Afar that you're referencing, that's TPLF's responsibility, no?
It is a war, sir. The Tigray forces are engaging in hard pursuit of what the Ethiopian National Defense Forces are doing to them. They are protecting themselves. Do we have people suffering because of this war? It goes without saying. But the solution is not there to condemn the Tigray people and to stop the Tigrayans. It is for the central government to come to its sense. And either it will be defeated militarily or it has to negotiate and we have to come to some kind of a transitional arrangement.
Recently, the TPLF and eight other anti-government groups announced the formation of the United Front of Ethiopian Federalist and Confederalist Forces. One member of the allied group said, the next step will be to organize ourselves and totally dismantle the existing government, either by force or negotiation. Is that an accurate assessment of your objective?
It is. Let me clarify. The United Front has a short-term and a medium and long-term agenda. In the short term, these nine armed groups that are waging war against the central government at one level or another wanted to coordinate among themselves on joint command, militarily, capacity in every aspect of it to shorten this genocidal war, or pressure the government to come to a negotiating table and have some a transitional arrangement. If it refuses, it will be defeated militarily, but the political solution remains the same. This is the short term. In the following the demise of this government in Addis Ababa, we wanted to call upon all others, armed, non-armed stakeholders in Ethiopia, come to a negotiating table, all inclusive, and then we will see what kind of transitional arrangement we will have. One way or the other, the options that Abiy Ahmed have are limited.
Let's move on to talk a bit about the humanitarian crisis in the region. There are famine-like conditions right now that have swept the Tigray region. In fact, it is the worst starvation crisis in the world, according to the United Nations. Estimates from various international aid groups and the U.S. government say anywhere from roughly half to 1 million people are facing starvation right now. Is a military advancement going to stop the famine?
As you rightly said, Tigray is now facing starvation, and sadly, starvation is used as a weapon of war. The saddest thing is there is food, medicine, and fuel just few kilometers across the border from Tigray that Abiy Ahmed has denied us to bring it to the people. The international community have sent enough medicine, fuel, and he has denied us. He has blocked us. Yes, we have been dying for months now, and the only way we can come out of the siege is to break the siege and bring humanitarian aid from the international community.
But, sir, the criticisms about blocking or denying access to necessary aid aren't just directed at the Ethiopian government. The United States Agency for International Development has accused the TPLF of looting humanitarian aid warehouses, trucks, particularly in the Amhara region. How can you justify this when hundreds of thousands of people in Ethiopia right now are desperate for food, who are in desperate need of medical supplies? How can you justify it?
The blockade of humanitarian aid from Djibouti to Tigray squarely stops at the gates of Abiy Ahmed. He has stopped anything going to Tigray because he wants to starve the people. If the Tigray army are doing what you allegedly said, they are looting, the international community has to go there. We are willing to accept United Nations personnel to the places where we are administering right now, where we're entering right now, and all food and services should be delivered to all people that are in need. What I am saying is,
but are you denying reports that members of the TPLF have been looting trucks? I mean, Sean Jones, the head of the U.S. aid mission in Ethiopia, said specifically, we know for a fact that the TPLF, every town they've gone into, they looted the warehouses, they've looted trucks, they've caused a great deal of destruction in all the villages that they have visited. My question is less about the Ethiopian government and more about the TPLF. Is the TPLF also involved in the looting? And if so, why? How can it be justified?
I am not denying, nor am I admitting, because there is no verification up to the allegation of the U.S. representative. But you also have to remember, the head of the USAID have said Abiy Ahmed has completely cut off Tigray, and he is using food as a weapon. 7 million people are blocked off. Two wrongs does not make right. The international community, including the United Nations, have said Tigray is completely cut off from international aid, and there is famine in Tigray. It is not, you know, it's not rhetoric. People are dying. Children are dying. There has not been any trucks going to Tigray since June. Only 10% of the needed trucks are there. 100 trucks are supposed to enter Tigray every day. Abiy Ahmed has stopped us, and our people are dying. The same operation should be going to Afar. The allegations are there. What you have to do is send United Nations personnel to all these areas and verify them and deliver food to all victims in Afar, in Amhara, but also in Tigray.
Recently, numerous women told Amnesty International that they were raped by fighters from the TPLF during the attack on the Amhara region in August. They described being raped at gunpoint, robbed, and subjected to physical and verbal assault. They said the fighters also destroyed and looted the town's medical facilities. What do you have to say about these reports? And I would like to get your take on these allegations regarding the TPLF in particular.
As you say, these are allegations. And we have high respect for the Amnesty International. And we wanted to see it verified and investigated by the United Nations. And if any one of our forces are found guilty of this, they will be accountable and they will be held accountable. But do not compare this and put it as if it is equal to what has happened in Tigray for 8 months. We are talking about every crime in human history has been committed in Tigray. And I do respect the report of the Amnesty International, and yet it has to be investigated and reported. If there are 15 victims of any violence by the Tigray forces, one is too many. They will be, you know, held accountable.
Faseha Askedon, thank you so much for joining me on Upfront.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's our show, Upfront. We'll be back next week.